You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza and Dr. Melody Fox right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome. As it said, I'm Alan Cardoza, and you're listening to Answers for the Family. Each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, this show brings you answers and options to raising children today and in our constantly changing future. Now, unfortunately, my co-host, Dr. Melody Fox, is unable to be with us today, but I look forward to her return next week. In the meantime, this show will continue to address issues such as locating a runaway teen, family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, or dealing with addictions. We will introduce you to specialized schools, programs, and new innovations that can help you and your family find greater peace and joy together. Now, with over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I've been fortunate to meet and work with some of the top professionals in these areas of expertise who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. Now, today, we're going to be talking about Fusion Academy and their goal to help us as parents raise better humans. Now, with me to discuss this is Michelle Rose Gilman. She's president and founder of Fusion Academy and Learning Center. And in 1989, Michelle started Fusion with just 6 students. Now, today, there are 14 Fusion Academy campuses in California, with 3 New York schools currently underway. Prior to launching Fusion Academy, Michelle spent 17 years teaching a wide variety of students, coordinating a special education treatment center, and created social skills and self-esteem workshops for children of all ages. Now, Michelle is also the author of 10 books geared towards students and their parents. And in her almost non-existent free time, she reads, creates mosaics, and spends time with her family. So I'm very fortunate and pleased to have her spending time with us. Michelle, welcome back to Answers for the Family.
Thank you, Alan. I'm so happy to be back joining you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Well, as we'll talk about a little bit more, compared to when we had spoken before, I guess now it's been a couple of years, I have a lot more knowledge about Fusion, which having more knowledge also means that I have more questions. But I know we also have listeners that may not know. So to start us off, just share with everybody a little bit about what Fusion Academy is right now.
Sure. Well, in its current form, and it's been, 24 years in the making, Fusion is a private school for grades 6 through 12. Everything that we do, every class we teach, is one-to-one. It's one teacher and one student. And, of course, our students do switch teachers for every subject, or else it would be incredibly boring to spend an entire day with just one teacher all day. But what really makes us unique is that one-to-one model. A lot of our kids, I guess the common thread is they find us after traditional models of education just did not work for them, and for a plethora of reasons, whether they have some learning difficulties, some minor emotional issues, maybe some social stuff. We've got kids at our schools now that are athletes and actors and need a flexible scheduling, and we're able to do that. And the mainstay of our program is that every single student and every single course of study is personalized and truly 100% customized to the needs of that student. Those are hot topics right now. Everyone's saying personalized and customized, and the reality is you can't really do that in a traditional model of education with 20 or 30, sometimes 40 kids.
Yep.
But one-on-one, we absolutely do that to 100% accuracy, and it makes all the difference for kids that I would say have maybe been disenfranchised or lost faith in school or perhaps thought of dropping out. And currently, we are saving a whole bunch of kids from all of those dark possibilities.
Well, and one of the things that I noticed, and I was one that I got kind of bored. I was one of those kids that early on I had tested very high. In fact, the school asked my parents they wanted to skip me a grade. But because I was small in stature, you know, I didn't want that because that would put me with even bigger kids. So I didn't do that. But what I found was that I got incredibly bored. So where I see, along with the other things you've talked about, but where I see fusion being such an incredibly valuable piece is for these kids that are gifted. I mean, they're gifted. They're able to function at such a high level that really being held back in a public school because they have to kind of go at the same speed as everybody else makes them bored. And for some of us, we get bored, and when we're bored, we don't pay attention, or it doesn't interest us. And I think that's probably one of the things that a lot of parents out there are having to deal with their own kids and not really sure what the answer is.
Sure, makes complete sense. We have a lot of kids that are off the charts in terms of intelligence. And you're right on the mark when you said private and public schools with that traditional form of education, they can't take them above what courses they have, right? They can't accelerate them. And one of the beautiful aspects being one-to-one and really being able to personalize is that we can take that kid who's accelerated, who wants to go into the stratosphere as far as they possibly can, we can do that. We know some kids, for example, in ninth grade that were working out of college textbooks because they just excelled out of everything we had to offer on high school level. Well, you know, my thought is, well, why not? If this child is capable of doing that, they're interested, they're passionate, why stop them at an artificial place when, in fact, we could take them as far as they need to go. And so those kids don't get bored. We can do alternative projects. We can supplement the curriculum with enriching and deep program so that they can really go as high as they choose to.
Right. And I just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a conference in which there was probably at least 100 representatives from colleges that were there. And I was there for kind of the second half of the conference, but I got there early and I went to some of and visited with some of the booths where some of the colleges were. And I talked to them about getting into college, you know, and said, you know, in this day and age right now, I'm hearing that it is becoming more and more difficult for a lot of kids to be able to get in. And I asked a lot of them, what are you looking for? And it was great in the sense that, I mean, and they said, I mean, they're in a position to where they pick and choose. They're looking for some of the highest grades, but also they want the kids that are involved in community service. And they want some of the kids that have already started into a direction. In other words, they're already showing that they have an aptitude in this particular area, and they like that. So they're weighing that as one of the things that is helping them to make the decision on who they accept into their college. And that's one of the things that I saw in Fusion. And again, for those that don't know, I have a son that is in there now. And that's one of the things that I saw is that he's already seeing the things that he likes. He's being drawn towards it. And Fusion is able to adjust his schedule and adjust some of his classes, and he's going in that direction already. So to me, this is playing right into what the colleges are saying they're looking for.
You're absolutely right, Alan. And I think what we're seeing right now is really, I'm not going to call it a revolution, but it's certainly the start of a change on that college level where it used to be SAT scores and grades. And now we're seeing they want diversity. They want kids who have that passion. They want kids that, you know, have done some real world life experiences. And you're 100% correct. At Fusion, we can help guide the children into finding what their passion is. And even more than that, okay, once they found it, because now, remember, they're starting to feel better about the school experience, better about themselves. They're feeling more capable. Their self-esteem is rising because they're finally doing well. We can actually create custom classes based on the student's interest because of the teachers that we hire and the expertise that they bring. I'll give you just a short example.
Please.
All of our music teachers, for example, are professional musicians in the community. And they go out and perform, and it's, you know, real practical what the kids can learn in there if they choose to. But what's wonderful is if you have a child that found their passion in music, we're not just going to stop at music theory. We're not just going to stop, with the fundamentals or even the advanced classes. We can create a class that's geared specifically for that child who wants to go out in the community and maybe get an internship or a job, and teach them what the industry is really like. And it gives them a leg up, and it gives them certainly more exposure into their passionate area than you can get really at any other traditional school.
Well,
very exciting.
And it's interesting that you bring up music, because the Huntington Beach campus where Blaze goes has a music studio right there. So and I was amazed with that. And here I'm sitting in a radio studio, and as those that have listened to the show a long time know that, you know, I work a board here and don't always do it in the best possible way. But the fact that I looked at some of the equipment that they have, and this is a full on professional music studio that is set up right there in the school. I thought it was great.
Yeah. That's exactly right. We're extremely passionate about the music and all the arts, actually. And at a time, really a critical time, where schools are cutting funds for those services, we are pouring our resources into our professional grade recording studio and our art studios to make sure that our kids are not just learning music, but they're learning what the industry out there is using. So we're using all the same stuff, sometimes better than some of the recording studios that are out there right now. And, you know, it gives them a sense of pride to be able to work with great equipment. It makes the kids feel special and that we care about them. And it gets them even more excited about entering the real world and using their skills. And that's just one example. The same is true for our science labs, for our kids that are drawn to science, and really all of our disciplines. But recording arts and the studio is certainly a popular and highlighted place on our campus.
Well, and while we're talking about the arts, we have a question that's coming over via email, and this one reads, "My daughter and several friends are the most amazing poets. It says, when they recently showed me their work, what impressed me most was this outpouring to be understood, valued, and feel their lives counted for something. I feel that being better humans on the planet is a wonderful slogan. Many of us can not afford to send out kids to private schools and feel helpless to change our educational system. What advice can you offer us?"
Well, I think, you know, in the broader topic of creating better humans, let's kind of break that down and really discuss what that means. I think in a traditional school environment, and even private schools, maybe even more, what their main focus on is the student as an academic being only, right? So their goal is to get most of our kids to the best colleges and the highest SAT scores, and that's great. I mean, I don't want to underestimate the importance of a great academic experience and doing well in school. But SAT scores and college entrance is no guarantee to a successful and happy life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, what's ultimately, at the end of the day, most important is that the students become a better person while they're in school. And the way that you can do that, even if you don't have the funds to send your child to a private school, is making sure they have relationships that are real and authentic and valued. And sometimes those relationships are outside of the family. But sometimes it's a little difficult, especially in the adolescent years, for kids and their parents to have, you know, it's unusual right now that you could have that really tight, close relationship by the nature of being an adolescent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying that, you know, all kids need therapy, but maybe a mentor, an aunt, an uncle, a clergy person, somebody that child can have a relationship with and they can speak to about, you know, what's going on in their life and get advice. I think creating a better human is about compassionate and tolerant education. And we value that at Fusion, and we actually have a program called our CAPE program, which is the Compassion and Tolerance Education Program. It's very prescriptive. But that doesn't have to happen just at school. That can happen in the family, where, you know, once a week you're talking about either current events or what's going on, and tolerance and other people's views and how we can be compassionate and understanding to other people's views, even if we don't believe in them. It's those type of things that ultimately will end up creating a better person. And at the end of the day, Alan, really, it's about authentic love. And I know love isn't discussed when we're discussing school, right? Mm-hmm. No one says, you know, we have love on our kids, right? But unconditional and supportive love in for your child in the direction that your child wants to go, not in the direction that parents want the child to go,
right,
makes all the difference in the world. And we lose sight of that as parents. I know I have a 19-year-old, and I had a story for what his life was going to look like. Well, he had a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's off now in college and pursuing what he wants to do. And I think that's very important as parents, that we realize it's not our story. It's their story, and they will find their passion. So there's a few examples of what people can do out there if they can't afford a private school like Fusion. I understand.
Right. And but I think also when you talk about them feeling loved, I think also it has to do with self-esteem, because it has to do with success. And the one-on-one that I've seen is each time there's this incredible benefit that comes from succeeding each, you know, with not only with each class, but with each project. And again, and I see it in my son now, in the sense that, you know, I don't have the issues that I dealt with last year, as far as, you know, the really forcing him to do the homework and, you know, really pushing hard and feeling like, you know, I've got to, you know, sit right there and make sure that it all gets done. You know, we now have a situation to where he goes, okay, well, I think it's time for me to go ahead and do the homework, and if I need any help, I'll let you know. There's this confidence that he's already knows how to get it done, as opposed to, again, in the past, where it was approaching it from the standpoint of, you know, I'm going to need your help before I ever even start. And
right.
And so that confidence, I think, in school is one of those things that, again, makes a better human, because you carry it with you in everything that you do through life.
That's exactly correct. And that confidence comes truly when the child has their own success.
Yep.
And their own feeling of accomplishment. All too often, we could get parents, I'm referring to, we can get caught up in, you know, helping our kids too much, and sometimes even doing the work for them, because mm-hmm. it's so stressful. And, you know, even if they get an A on a project that their parents helped them with, it's interesting, the kids don't own that, right? They don't own that accomplishment because they feel like they got assistance on it. What's interesting also, Alan, is the opposite. If they fail an assignment, they definitely own that. So here we have, on the one hand, in a more traditional school, and a student needs help with their homework, and the parents are sitting at the kitchen table, and, you know, they're making them do it, and if they find success there, they don't internalize that, and so it doesn't help their confidence. And so it's very important, like at Fusion, all of our students do their work independently. Most of them do it at school. We try not to ever send homework home, because we know sometimes it's a battlefield. And they start slowly really internalizing that accomplishment. And it's those accomplishments and those successes that raise the self-esteem mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Well, again, I'm one of those parents, one of those proud parents now, that I can say, without going too much into how my son was doing when he was in a public school setting, but he is now getting straight A's, and I can tell you he wasn't getting them before, and he is absolutely proud of every one of those. You know, it's you know, you go from that point of them sort of dreading coming home with that report card, or you know, dreading knowing that it just got emailed out that day, to the pride of coming in and go, did you get what I got? You know, did you get the latest, you know, on what I got in this particular class? Oh, did you get this one? Did you notice that I got, you know, there's so much pride in the fact that he's now the one bringing it up because of the fact that, as you put it, and I think it was great. I never really thought about the fact that, you know, when the parents do the work for them, they can't really take ownership for the growth or, you know, the victory that they get from that, but that they still have to take responsibility for the failure when it doesn't get done. So I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And what you just said about your son and how he's excited and he's proud to show you his work. Right there, you have a happier child. And when we're talking about creating a better human being, isn't the ultimate goal a happy human being?
Absolutely.
And that's what we want. We want kids that are happy. And right now in our current culture, and it's devastating to me, we have a lot of academic kids. We have a lot of kids that throw themselves into their academics, or the opposite. They disengage entirely because of the stress and the overwhelmingness and this competition to get into college and all kinds of noise surrounding them regarding academics in school. And they're not happy. They might be getting great grades, but they're not happy kids. Right now there are more kids on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication than there ever was in the history of education and medicine in that regard. And that just scares me. So we want happy kids. Happy kids are going to go off and do better in life when they feel better about themselves.
Well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I would love to have a couple of the success stories. Now, I know I've read some of them on the wall, but I would love to have you share some of them with our listeners. So you are listening to Answers for the Family, and we are talking about Fusion Academy. We will be back in about 1 minute. Founded over 25 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, West Shields specializes in resolving adolescent issues that negatively impact the family. From preteen to young adult, we are experienced and qualified to help. We offer solutions which include referrals to a network of top professionals internationally that we work very closely with in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, and psychiatry. Our in-home crisis intervention care program helps to stabilize families and bring effective resolution. We are supported by our licensed investigation company that enables us to offer legal and expert services for locating runaway teens and more. Our therapeutic transportation services help to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely provided transportation to specialized schools and programs with unmatched experience and success. Simply put, West Shield Adolescent Services is the best solution when your family is facing personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 and let us help you. All right, we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family, and we are talking with Michelle Rose Gilman, and the subject is helping parents raise better human beings. Now, Michelle, we've got another, this is an instant message that's coming across, and this one says, what if my child has gotten behind in high school by failing four classes in the last school year? Is your school able to help him catch up, and yet without him actually having to transfer out of that school?
The answer is yes. We have a division at Fusion called our Classes for Credit Division. And what that means, is that your student would remain at their existing school, and then because we're WASC accredited and UC approved, we're able to teach those four classes, not all at the same time, but spread over time at our campus, maybe after school, on weekends, whatnot. And then the child obviously takes the rest of the load at the campus that they are attending, and we send over the transcript that goes right on their attending school's transcript. So they can make up those classes with us. I can't guarantee that the failed classes would be removed from the transcript once the class was made up, but it's a wonderful way to do credit recovery. And we have a very robust Clash for Credit division at Fusion. So the answer to the question is absolutely yes. I would recommend one or two classes at a time. Summer is always a good time to do that.
Okay.
But certainly not four at one time with a full load at another school. That would be too much.
Exactly. Now, you just mentioned something, and it was something that I didn't know until I went through this process myself with my son, and that is the term UC approved. You know, when I would sit down with a counselor when he was in public school, I didn't learn that term. I just learned he needs to take these classes or should take these classes or does he want to take these classes. And when I sat down now with a representative of Fusion, they said, okay, he can take these classes, but these are UC approved. And if you are planning to go to a UC college, maybe you should consider this. And so explain a little bit about how that works. And,
sure.
And why it's beneficial for those of us that want our children to at least have the opportunity to go to college.
Absolutely. UC approved means that the University of California has reviewed our courses and deemed them officially college prep and have accepted them for our kids that want to go to any UC school in the state. At this point, most high schools have that, although I'm surprised that you did not hear about that before you met Fusion, Alan. But, you know, there's a different track. There's a minimum state requirements that California says you have to take. But what they fail to tell you is if you just take the minimum state requirements, that doesn't prepare you for college, and UCs won't accept you. And the reality is state schools probably won't accept you either. So it's very important that when looking at a school, you make sure that the classes they're offering are UC approved. The University of California has said, yep, these are good enough. We accept them, and your child can come to us. And something else that most people don't know is that the state schools are also in line with the UC approval process. So they're moving in that direction. So it's important that even if your child is not going to a UC school, but does plan to go to a state school, that they follow that UC-approved path.
All right. Well, and I know that we have a lot of educational consultants, therapists, admissions counselors, a lot of teachers, actually, that we know that listen because they comment and they send in information to us. You know, what would you tell, an ed consultant in regards to the type of students that you feel are the best fit, or the type of students that that seem to flourish the best when they're enrolled at Fusion?
Sure, I get asked this all the time, and really, it's a very diverse group. Like I said earlier, the common theme of our students is that for whatever reason, the traditional model of education just didn't work for them. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not smart, that they don't want to succeed, that they're not passionate about something. It's just the way the model is, right? 30, 40 kids in a class, everyone gets taught the same way, and it just doesn't work for them. So I would say ideal kids, of course, are kids that have been struggling and it's not working, and it's pretty evident with poor grades and maybe low self-esteem. And those kids could suffer from some learning disabilities, ADHD, emotional difficulties, depression, anxiety we see a lot. Kids that are off the charts genius, like you said earlier, and are bored to death. And also kids that have outside interests like acting and athletics, where they need to leave, for example, for a tournament for a week, or go on a shoot for a week. Well, because we're one-on-one, we're able to work with those kids because they're not missing content when they're not at school, right? The class isn't going on without them. So when they return after being gone a week or two, they pick up, they might have to review a little bit, but they pick up right where they left off. Another great example of why this works so well is for our kids that have chronic illnesses. My son, for example, who went to Fusion from 7th through 12th grade, he graduated last year, he has a chronic illness. He has Crohn's disease, and he does have to go into the hospital every few months. It gets pretty bad. In a traditional school, Can you imagine the stress of, you know, trying to get the classwork and keep up and do the homework in the hospital so he doesn't fall behind? We just take that right out of the equation. So it works well for those kids, too. The model also works great for kids that are coming out of alternative placements, like a wilderness or a rehab or a residential school, where for whatever reason they had to take a break and go out there and get some assistance. And when they come back, they don't want or can't go back to their large 3,000-person high school. So we act as a bridge school for them. It's a safe environment. It's small. We have all the services that those kids might need, like substance abuse specialists and family therapists on staff. So as you can see, you know, the Fusion model really works for a wide range of kids. Also, lastly, kids that want to accelerate through their high school experience can do so at Fusion, because the piece can be accelerated for those kids that are on that path. So we have a lot of kids that, you know, have started their own little businesses already and are out there working, and they just want to be done with high school so that they can move on to the rest of their life. If they don't take summer breaks on, a child can enter as a ninth grader and continue on without any breaks and graduate in 2 years if that's what they want to do. So as you can see, the Fusion model works for a wide range of students.
All right. Actually, we have another instant message question coming over. This one says, my child has an anxiety disorder, so I've had to move him from school to school as he is unable to complete, oftentimes within that school. Would you feel that your school would be a good fit for him?
Absolutely. We have a lot of kids that do have anxiety issues and some depression as well, because usually they're hand in hand. And what we find is that when we take some of the pressure off the student, a lot of that anxiety goes away. So I'll give you a little example of what I mean there. Each class is 50 to 60 minutes in length. But if a child is coming in emotionally not prepared to handle a history lesson, or, you know, let's talk about fractions right now, our teachers are trained to stop what they're doing, address the social or emotional issue at hand before they dive into the lesson. Mm-hmm. So in just doing that, just acknowledging the child's state and communicating with them about how they're feeling at the moment, it's amazing just what that relationship can do to alleviate anxiety. We have a lot of kids with test anxiety, and, you know, just school anxiety in general. And again, the relationship between the teacher and the student is pivotal in that child feeling comfortable and lessening their anxiety. If it's not a good day for a test, an assessment, and a teacher can see that, Alan, that this child agitated or anxious, well, we don't have to take the test that day. And so that's the beauty of the Fusion model, is that it's truly flexible, and it takes into account not just the academic being, but, like, we're talking about creating a better human. And that's compassionate, and that's tolerant. And we're going to be compassionate with our kids, we're going to be flexible with them, and they're going to get their needs met, and we see that anxiety disappear.
Wow, that's beautiful. Now, and this particular person, if you're listening, now, you didn't put in where you're from. So what I'd like to do is, this is a good time anyway, let me give the website that people can go to. If you go to www.fusionacademy.com, that's FusionAcademy.com. Obviously not if you're driving, but, you know, for those of you that are, sitting at a computer, you can open up another window, you can look at this, and obviously without losing us, you can still hear us talk, but it'll allow you to look at a little bit about what Fusion has to offer, but also I believe there's contact information and such. So if you want to contact them and let them know, you know, where you're at geographically, which brings me to another question, Michelle, is, you know, we've mentioned the fact that you have, you know, many campuses here in California, and you have some that are just starting in New York. What about the person that, you know, is maybe in another geographical area? What would you suggest for them?
I would suggest wait, we're coming soon. We have plans to expand to the Chicago area and possibly into the Arizona area in the very near future. Now, obviously, it's probably not fast enough for somebody that needs assistance right now. But what I would suggest is that they contact an educational consultant. And, you know, if you go to, I think it's independent, ICEA.
It's IECA.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that would give them a list of the ed consultants all over the country. They are very, very versed at the programs that are available all over the nation and internationally. They do cost some money. It's not a public service, but I would say it's worth every penny to consult with somebody who knows all the programs that are out there and help direct that family in the right direction.
I couldn't agree more. We have another email that has come across. This one says, I was reading the title of this interview and actually thrilled to see a long-lost concept revived. It said, as a retired principal in the public school system, I remember in my early years when caring about the whole child was an important part of the process, I applaud you and your work. That was nice.
Wow. That is very nice. Thank you so much.
Well, good. And again, as I had mentioned before, I know that we have teachers listening, and this is nice that not only they're listening, but they're obviously very excited about what you're doing. So, and I mentioned before we took a break that one of my favorite things is always success stories. So obviously we're not going into anybody's names or anything, but when I've been on the campus, there are success stories, letters and such on the wall that are beautiful. I've sat there and read probably a dozen of them. Share with us a couple of your favorite success stories, and there may be parents out there that will then hear that and go, you know, that sounds kind of like where my child could succeed.
Sure. Oh, there's so many, Alan, through the years. Pulling a couple is hard, but I will pull one that comes to mind. A student that we had about, 8 years ago or so, had ADHD and learning difficulties and was really struggling through their first year of high school, failing everything. Smart, smart kid, very talented, but wasn't getting their needs met in the public high school, even with an IEP and special help. And this mom was at her wit's end. She had been dealing with this issue the child's entire academic life, finally found us and enrolled her son at our school, and he did phenomenally well. And when he originally came to us, there was no thought of going to college. He wanted to drop out and get the GED. So we had our hands full because we knew this kid was smart, and there was no way we were going to lose him to a GED and no high school diploma. So he worked with us. He started feeling better about himself. He graduated from Fusion with, I think, a 3.9 something. It was really pretty remarkable. He applied to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical.
Nice.
And he got accepted. I just got an email from the mother that he's graduating. He got an amazing job, and he is a rocket scientist. That's just an amazing story.
Absolutely.
And that was a kid who was ready to drop out of school and just say goodbye to the whole system. So that's a phenomenal success story. I can give you another one which comes to my mind is a child that had been in and out of rehabs and was really dealing with a pretty substantial substance issue. And when the child in particular, when he came out of his last stint in rehab, they finally found Fusion. And this was, I think, in the end of his 10th grade year. And maybe the beginning of his 11th. And really it looked like his chances of attending a four-year school, you know, he had ruined them by that point. And again, he was one of those that didn't think he'd graduate, had no interest, hated school, almost to the point of school refusal. But it came to us, and over the course of a month or so, we were able to get him excited about coming to school. It was hard in the beginning. He remained drug-free. He to this day is drug free. He graduated a few years back. We stay in touch through Facebook and email all the time. He is currently taking classes at the community college, and he's planning on transferring to a four-year school, and he loves his life. And he actually spoke at graduation when he graduated, and he thanked Fusion. He said, "I don't think I'd be alive if it wasn't for my teachers at Fusion." And, of course, you know, there was not a dry eye in the auditorium. And I think, you know, I think that was true. He was on a path of complete self-destruction. And he turned his life around. And to this day, he's very successful. He's still sober, and he's working his program, going to school, and being a success.
That's powerful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And actually, we have another question that is now coming across that says, what percentage of your students go on to college and complete college?
That's a great question. First, I want to preface that. I think it is an important thing to understand that we measure success individually. Mm-hmm. So we are not a school that says, you know, our school is so great because 95% of our kids get accepted to an Ivy League school. It's important for your listeners to understand that. Now, that, with that being said, if that's their goal, we're certainly going to help them reach it. To answer the question specifically, the last numbers I pulled, and I want to say this was about 6 or 8 months ago, we had 75% of our students get accepted to the school of their choice. And that is huge for the population that we work with. Absolutely astronomical. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Now, there are a few situations where our kids will get accepted and they go off and it's a little too much for them and they come back to a junior college. And that's fine. That's success, too. We're okay. And then they get their junior college legs under them 2 years, and then they transfer back to the four-year school. Again, some of our kids just going to a community college is a huge success. Like the story I just told you about the boy who thought he'd be dead. Him going to a community college is tremendous success. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to understand that success is measured individually. We have some kids that enter the workforce right after they graduate from us. Mm-hmm. And we applaud that, and we love that, and that's where they should be. So we have to be careful that we're not measuring schools on how many of their kids attend Ivy League schools.
Right, and as you mentioned before, if you have an actor that is a working actor that is going to Fusion because they have such a varied schedule, you know, they may not choose to do that, but they may be making a whole lot more money already doing what it is that they're doing. So just to be able to go in, hone their craft, come away, and graduate at the top of their class, you know, you're right. That's a success as well.
It is, and we can't lose sight of that. I mean, all too often, especially now, you know, we're very competitive. We're looking at, whose child's going to which college, and I go to dinner parties and I hear this chatter with the parents, my child's here, my child's there, it's some type of status symbol. And we have to be careful because we want happy children. And for a lot of kids, that's the great route that they should take. But for other kids, happiness, what brings them joy? And where can they feel like they're making a difference? To me, as an educator, that's my goal, is to get to a point where a child feels so good about their life and has found their passion, regardless of whether it's in academia or it's in acting or it's in music or it's in photography or whatever it is. That's really what gets me excited.
Well, and let me touch on a little bit of a different subject, and that is your staff. Because I got to tell you, I have been so incredibly impressed. I've been fortunate to be able to talk to them, to work closely with them. I've been so impressed about how quickly they get back to me. I have a question, and they are really good about not only getting back, but being able to talk about how we're going to resolve this or how we can better this situation. So we've got about 4 or 5 minutes. Let me just give you a little bit of time to sort of brag a little bit about some of the staff And what was your goal in the way in which you chose to pursue the type of people that you hired?
Yeah, great. Well, first and foremost, Fusion would be nothing without the people in the building. I could have had a vision. I could have run one school for my whole life. But in order for the success of all the campuses, really, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with the people in the building. With that being said, we choose very, very carefully. Now, we're very lucky in that when we have a position, let's say for a science opening, we could easily get 300 resumes for one teaching opening. Teachers want to work in this one-to-one environment, right? Because you don't have behavior issues. You're not dealing with classroom disruption and management. A lot of our teachers find this after they've been, a little disenchanted, let's call it, with the public bureaucracy, not being able to really do what they want, not feeling like they're making a difference. And all educators get into education because that's what they want. They want to make a difference. They want to change lives. And sometimes that's really hard to do at a traditional school. So what we're looking for in our teachers, number one, is passion, passion, passion. They've got to love what they're doing. They have to love their subject. Mm-hmm. We're looking for teachers that can connect authentically to a younger human being. And not be the teacher who stands there and just delivers academics, but can truly relate to what an adolescent is going through. We're looking for teachers that are experts in their field. I want a biochemist teaching chemistry. I want, like I said, a professional musician teaching music. And when you combine all of these things, the passion, the commitment to the relationship with the student and the expertise, you can't help but get an awesome Fusion teacher. Now, the other part of this, which is equally as important to me, is I want someone who wants to have fun at work. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful, wonderful school culture. Our teachers want to be there. They're begging to be there. And when you have that type of culture, it's a happy place to be. And you can feel it. It's almost, you can smell it when you walk in the building that these are excited teachers. They want to make a difference in the world, and they are, and they're loving it. So that's really what we're looking for. And I was scared, Alan, a couple of years ago that the well would run dry, that there just wasn't a tribe big enough out there of them to, staff our schools. But boy, was I wrong. They're showing up left and right every time we have an opening, and it's very, very exciting to be able to pick the best of the best.
Well, and that's great, and yes, and I can also comment a little bit about the culture, because and to try to give, and I know people are listening over the radio, so to try to give it a little bit more of a visual is that, they have what's called the Homework Cafe, and so as you go in, you have kids that are working on their assignments and stuff, but it's almost like you've walked into a Starbucks. I mean, you have couches and you have comfortable chairs, and at the same time, there are also places where there's tables where you might have two or three kids working together on something, but then you'll have others that are in a more comfortable environment. And you're right, it's a very comfortable feeling, and you can see it in the children. In the teenagers. I mean, you can see it in their eyes, and you can see it in the fact that they're very comfortable, and they make good eye contact, and that's another thing that I like as I walk in, and I, for whatever reason, to have kids that, make good eye contact, there's a sense of confidence, a sense of self-esteem when they talk to you that kind of lets you know that they're pretty comfortable with where they're at right now.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Alan. Let's not underestimate the fact that these kids are spending an incredible time one-on-one with adults in their life, right? Mm-hmm. So they're getting very, very comfortable with communicating with even strangers, adults, sure. Because they need to do it on a daily basis. So that's where the eye contact comes in. They're feeling good about themselves. They're not going to put their hoodies over their head and their eyes down. So I'm glad that you're seeing that, and that's pretty much the way it is at all of our campuses. And you bring up, the Homework Cafe, and I think it's important for your listeners who haven't been to a Fusion. Fusion does not look like a school, and we did that with intention. None of our schools look like a school. They don't really look like offices either. It looks like a funky, fun place where a teenager would want to hang out. A homework cafe, as you brought up, is a great example. Mm-hmm. A lot of our kids have come out of traumatic school experiences. And so the minute they walk into our doors and they look around, they say, this is different. This is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. With the couches and the throw pillows and the blankies and the area rugs, it looks more like a home than it does a school. And that's very intentional and it's very important.
Well, Michelle, I just want to thank you so much for, and I know that you're very busy, but for giving us your time, for talking about Fusion Academy, but also for creating it, for finding something that works for so many kids out there. I just really want to thank you, and again, for taking the time to come on the show. I wish we had more time, but I would love to have you on again, because I know that there's always great things going on out there that we want to continue to share with our listeners.
Thank you, Alan. I thoroughly enjoy being here with you, and I'd love to come back. And thank you for your listeners and their questions today.
All right. Everybody, have a great week. And this is Thanksgiving week. So I hope that everybody gets the chance to sit down at the table with their family and really sit down and talk about what it is that you're thankful for. I know for myself personally, I am thankful for a lot. I feel that I've been blessed with the careers that I have because of the fact that I get to work with so many great people that I know want to continue to do things for our next generation. So again, everybody have a safe and a wonderful week. Take care now. Bye.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.